Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Regretting You.
I watched the second half of Regretting You.
And this is the
other half. Rom-com month!
I didn't know anything about this movie. You told me what this movie was going to be, and I forgot 100% of it, which was, I'm grateful for.
Apparently, I forgot what this movie was about.
Really? You did too? Awesome.
Because I went in with a very particular concept of what I thought the movie was, and I was dead fucking wrong.
Me too.
What'd you think it was?
Which is exciting. I thought, like, I mean, it's probably not too far off, but I thought, like, it was going to be a whole thing about the, oh my God, I'm going to miss his name up. James Franco?
Dave Franco.
Dang it, God, I got the wrong one. Dave Franco and Morgan. I don't know the actor.
I didn't know the characters, Dave. I just called her mom and the other guy dad.
But dad of who? They're both mom and dad, and there's other moms and dads.
Other moms and dads.
I thought they were going to basically be like, oh, we married the wrong person. We should get married or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like,
which I thought, you weren't that far off.
I'm not that far off, but the way it happened, I was not expecting.
So I knew that they were in different relationships and that they're like, you know, Dave Franco's wife and
the sister of the other lady, mom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You call mom.
Yeah. I thought they were just friends.
No, they're sisters.
Okay.
So those are two are sisters.
And then I knew there was infidelity, and I knew that they died.
Yeah.
And then these two had to like deal with that while also dealing with like children.
Yes.
But the thing I thought that would, the reason I wanted to see this movie is because I thought what was going on is the mom's daughter, Clara, and Miller?
Yeah.
I thought Miller was Dave Franco's son.
Oh!
And I thought it was a situation
of incest? Or like weird cest?
It couldn't be incest.
No, that's a science. Well, it would have been if it was with his sister, or like the sister be like weird cousins or something.
Oh, I guess that's probably, yeah, I guess that's kind of like kissing cousins. Well, I didn't know that they were related. So I thought it was just like four people went to college together or high school together, grew up together, wound up marrying
each
other.
Oh, you thought they were the same age?
What?
Wait.
Yeah, I thought they were the same. I thought, are they not the same age?
Clara and mom?
Miller?
Oh, yeah, no, they're the same age.
Yes.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I thought maybe you were thinking they're the same age as mom and Dave. And,
No. I thought Clara and Miller were the sons and daughters of mom and dad.
Yes, okay, got it.
And then I thought, like, their partners passed away. And so then we have these two kids who are also dealing with the loss of, like, one of their parents.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they were, like, childhood friends, and then in, like, the, you know, the mourning period, they realized, like, they actually mean more to each other, while their parents also realized that they knew, like, they meant more to each other, like, growing up.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought that's what the movie is about.
Yeah, I mean, you're not completely wrong.
But I am pretty wrong, because then there's talk of a character named Elijah, which is Dave Franco's baby.
Oh, the baby. Yeah, the baby.
And they're like, we should tell Clara and Elijah that they might be related to each other. And I hear that, and I thought Elijah was Miller. And so I was like, holy shit, is this a kissing cousins kind of thing? Like, these two kids who, like, grew up together, like,
yeah,
you know, like, they are actually related and they don't know. Like, I thought that's where the movie was going. And then it wasn't until way later they realized Elijah was the name of the baby and not the name of the kid.
It's okay. I thought Miller's name was Dylan, but that's the name of the town. So I wrote Dylan for most of my notes.
Yeah.
Because he was moving a sign called Dylan when I first met him.
What the fuck is that about? The signage?
Oh, you'll hear about it. But yeah, it's just like it made it sound like a mess in the intro. The movie itself is actually kind of a mess.
Yeah.
It's got just too many things going on and
it has too many
plots.
Things and not enough going on at the same
yes!
time. Yeah.
Okay, so before I knew what was happening, there was maybe like, because the thing happens kind of like halfway through my half.
Whoa, that recent?
I was going to say that late.
Or that late is what I meant. I guess that recent to my half of the movie.
Yes, that recent to your half. So I was like a little before halfway through my half, I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, what's the plot of this movie? It's just people who are like, oh, it seems like misconnections the movie, I guess. And then you got Clara, the daughter, trying to fall in love in high school.
Right.
And I'm like, I mean, I guess.
She's an actor.
She's an actor. And he's a filmmaker.
Yeah. And how will they ever wind up together? And he has to take care of his grandpa, who's voiced by Mr. Krabs.
That's Mr. Krabs.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I did not
recognize Clancy Brown, I think his name is. Yeah. He's also in, oh my God, what's the movie? Highlander. He's in Highlander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
And he's also in the Shawshank Redemption.
Well, did you recognize the mom?
Oh, yeah, from Girls?
Yeah, from Girls and Get Out.
Yeah, and Get Out. Yeah. And Dave Franco is related to James Franco.
Yeah.
Did you recognize Clara is the real question, the little girl?
Oh, I did.
We watched a movie with her.
Yes, she was in... Oh, what was it? What was it? Tell me.
It was the Ghostbusters movie.
It was the Ghostbusters movie, yeah.
But she's also like the little girl in like everything. She was little Tanya in iTanya. She was little Sabrina in like the Sabrina the Teenage Witch TV show that came out.
That's crazy.
And then she's also in Haunting at Hill House, apparently.
Yeah.
The first season. She's just been everywhere. And now she's like... She was also the best actor in the entire movie.
I was going to say, she actually is really good.
She's really... Everyone else is terrible.
She's like... putting her whole self into this movie,
yes,
when everyone else is just kind of like, we know this movie's not that good.
Like, oh my god, the lady from Get Out and Girls is probably, this is probably the worst I've ever seen her, and I've seen Megan. Like, she's doing worse job in this than she does in Megan. It is bad.
She's not great.
Dave Franco's like sleeping through
it. He's sleeping through it, I feel like.
And I honestly, great for him. Like, why does he? Why
you
is
didn't
he
see? You didn't see the other parents or the other?
No, I don't see the other.
Yeah, you didn't
half.
See little Eastwood.
No.
Yeah, he's the other dad.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And I don't know who this other lady is.
She's kind of good, actually.
The kid who plays Miller, I guess, is big because he's also in, like, How to Train Your Dragon, I guess.
Oh, is he in the live-action movie?
Yeah, he's the live-action version.
Yeah, he looks like a little bitch. No, I'm just kidding. He looks fine.
I kind of agree with you. But Clara, the girl who plays Clara, is just, like, gives this a scene in this where she has to, like... her heart's broken.
She's going places. I feel like she's gonna.
She's incredible.
I feel like she's
gonna
find
some. She's already been places. Clearly,
and that's the thing is like this is probably one of the worst things she's been in.
Yeah, and she's the best part of it.
Yeah,
like she's like a little professional. She's also apparently gonna be in like the new Hunger Games movie. I just saw like poster with her in it.
People said that last Hunger Games movie was actually pretty good. I've not seen it.
Oh, the one with like Snow White.
Yeah.
I heard that one's good. And then she's also apparently, I just got an ad for it today. She's in the new Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, really? Five Nights at
Freddy's
2?
She's in this other crazy movie where this Asian girl has like plastic surgery to become white. And she plays the white version of the Asian girl. I saw a trailer for it the other day and I thought it was a fake trailer, but it's a real trailer where like there's this Asian girl. She's like, I wish I was white. And then she gets like surgery and then she turns into a white girl.
Oh my God. That's like that one show that back in, do you remember this back in like the 2000s
yes.
where they made the, you know what I'm going to say, where they had the family turn into a
black family
and the black family turn into a white family.
And it's a white family with
apparently
black
that was
face.
Mostly fake.
But wait, what do you mean it was fake?
Like the movie, like the actual like.
Oh, was it reality?
It was like very, very like choreographed. Like they did it, but it wasn't. It was a lot of it was
well, obviously
fake.
They did it, but like it wasn't, there was like actors that they
there was
had.
A lot of few there's a few actors they had that were in there as well from what I've read.
It's still bad that they like
yeah
put,
it's
like...
fucking wild ass idea.
It's not a good move
anyway,
but anyway she's really
you.
Good in it.
Yeah,
Dave Franco sleeping through it. I'm thinking about anybody else in this movie. And Mr. Krabs,
I mean he was sleeping in my half.
So I watched an interview with him, Clancy Brown, because he was in Shawshank Redemption and he was also in Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, there's this trailer or this interview with him years ago where he's just like, yeah, I really like playing like real people, and, you know, I really
not crabs.
I don't really know like where this fell in line with Mr. Krabs, but like there's this like young, like interview where he's like young and he's just talking about, he's like, yeah, you know, I like working on stage and I like bringing real people to life, and it's a really great honor to get a script like Shawshank and I get to play like a real guy and all this. And I'm just like, man, now you're playing grandpa who's going through chemo and wants to give air to his.
Hey man, a job's a job.
A job is a job. It's just sad to see.
As an older actor.
It's just sad to see it. Well, it's like when you go to like a grocery store and you see like an 80-year-old fucking punching in and out working the cash register, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like being in a movie is a little bit more fun than being in like a cash register job.
Yes, but it's hard to see a guy this old not like thriving is what I'm saying. You know, this guy should be, you know, roll out the red carpet for this motherfucker. You know, give him something cool to do.
Look,
don't
man, this
let
is
him
the,
play
I
old
think this,
grandpa.
This is the fate of character actors.
Yeah, you're right.
They're just going to end up like this doing other character actor stuff in like shittier movies because it's like
that's
we
true.
Need old character actor guy.
I just hope he's funding like some kind of like stage presence. Like I just, it's sad to see him in this.
Maybe
knowing.
He's having a good time.
I hope he is.
He's an employed actor who's like over 70 or 60.
Who can
or something.
Say that?
Who can say
who
that?
Can, I can't.
I can't say that.
So
I probably won't ever say that.
All right, go ahead and start regretting you for me.
start regretting talking about this movie.
I did regret this, yes.
Yeah, we do, to be
this
fair.
This was not a rom-com.
Well, Yeah, I guess it wasn't.
There were some funny moments in it, but I think it was like unintentionally funny.
Yeah, yeah. I think we kind of fucked up with the rom-com stuff with the last
movie. We were just
movie.
Looking for a romance movie that like
was recent.
Yeah, that's all we were doing. Yeah.
Yeah, because we were like, we want to be relevant.
Yeah.
And now like, we regret it.
And now we regret it.
So just watch old classic movies like we've been doing. Anyway, yeah. So we're introduced to a flashback. You know this because The Killers is on the radio. And we're in Dillon, a small town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, The Killers on the radio. And I'm like, but this is the new song from
yeah,
The Killers.
Yeah, this is the new song.
And it's like,
what is
doesn't
it?
Look a thing like Jesus.
Oh, yes.
When we were young.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Jolly Ranchers in the front seat. Morgan's driving around.
Are they de-aged with bad wigs?
No, that's the thing. They're not de-aged at all. They
oh,
have like
they
have...
got young kids?
No. They're just the actors playing kids. And so they're like, we're
how old are they supposed to be? Like high school?
They're like 17. And I'm like, oh, man. I forgot about this movie, what it was. And
yeah.
I'm like, please don't tell me this is the whole movie. And they're pretending to be there at 17 this whole time. Because like, look, man, Dave Franco.
Yeah.
He's
he doesn't look
he's
like
not,
a high schooler.
No, he doesn't. Not
and
at all.
So I do see them later on, another flashback. And it's like, they gave this awful wig to the actress.
Oh, yeah. I guess she did have a wig on.
She has a wig. And then they gave her like fake freckles. Like on her face to make her look young too.
Yeah, I was like, they tried a little bit, but not much.
But there's not much they can do.
It's hard
do.
To make people younger, right? Like you
yes.
make people older with old people makeup pretty easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not easily. Obviously, it's a skill, but it's something that's possible. But de-aging is like you do that digitally, and it usually looks kind of bad. But at least
yeah.
it's like okay, well, we know what we're trying to do. Because mm-hmm. young people makeup, it's just like boot. Makeup's been going on forever, and it's mostly trying to make people young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think people just see that now and be like, that's the old person wearing makeup.
It's
you know?
So bad, dude.
Like,
it's so bad. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so she's 17. They're literally like, who's going to buy the beer tonight?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going to try it. And, like, Dave Franco's character goes out.
Oh, I hate this.
And
why not recast? Just get somebody that looks like these people.
I don't know. I guess maybe it's, like, a short scenes or, like, let's not pay more people. We'll
I guess
just have
you're
them
right.
Film more.
Yeah.
I wrote, these people are over 30. Lamau.
Over 30?
They're
pushing 40.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, they are. So the lady's like, I'm not drinking tonight. I'm not going to buy the beer. She then goes and buys a pregnancy test in the
Ooh.
Gas station and goes, well, she doesn't buy it. Excuse me. She just grabs it and goes into the bathroom.
Oh.
And I'm like,
That takes so long.
I think they're pretty quick. I don't know.
I think you have to, well, back in the day, I think you had to wait like.
No, let me tell you, this is a modern day pregnancy test, too. It had the modern packaging. I'm like, that's not a packaging from 2000.
Yeah, exactly.
You just bought One Step, whatever the brand is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get it and try it. And I was like, all right, whatever, you go, girl. And then, so they're out hanging out at like a party at like by a lake, a small town, having a great time. Also, wild. I just never, have you seen a gas station selling pregnancy tests?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, maybe not.
You
I think I've only seen them in movies.
And you've seen like condoms, but I don't think I've ever seen one like
pregnancy tests.
I don't think I've ever seen a pregnancy
I get
test
it. Like I said, I think I've only seen this in film. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually like.
I don't think I've ever seen one there either.
You know what? Next time I go, I'm going
to film
check.
Actually gives you kind of a the wrong idea of what things are being sold in certain places.
That's
like,
fair.
They make it seem like gas stations sell everything. I'm like, no, they really don't.
They really don't.
They really
yeah.
don't. They barely sell what
the
you
basics.
Want. They barely, if you're lucky, they sell
They're
the
there
basics.
For like cigarettes and like.
Boner pills.
Boner pills, maybe some alcohol, and then like chips.
Yeah.
That's like primarily
Slurpees,
what most
whatever.
Of them are for. Yeah,
shitty
exactly.
Shitty hot dogs. Like that's all.
Shitty hot dogs, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. If you go to the right 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite gas station?
My favorite gas station? I try to leave as soon as I can. I like this local joint because they got cool like drawings everywhere.
I love that one. I know which one you're talking about. And they have really cheap gas.
They do have cheap gas.
Yeah.
I stop there all the time.
They're a mix between the one that Ethan's referring to. I'm not going to refer to it because then it would dox Ethan.
It would dox me. And also they sell things that you probably shouldn't sell.
Well, that's what I was going to say is they're a mix between a gas station and like a smoke shop.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And they actually have really cool chips in there too. They get like really weird, unique
chip cool.
flavors. It's fun.
I like that place.
Anyway, stuff like that. Those are cool gas stations.
Those are cool gas stations.
7-Eleven, does that count as a gas station? That's a convenience store, right? That's
but
a different category.
But they are usually connected to gas stations, are they not?
I don't think they are. They're usually off on their own. Like, think about the last 7-Eleven that you went to. Was it connected to the gas station?
I guess
or was
I
it
don't
just,
know.
They're kind of on their own. They're just little corner stores.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
There
I guess
are
I just,
some that
yeah.
are gas stations, but I think it's kind of more rare.
I'm going to look this up. Go ahead and keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is 7-Eleven a gas station?
It's like a Starbucks drive-thru. You're like, oh, yeah, that exists. It's like, it does, but it's not as common.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, So Chris is like, come on, drink, babe. Chris is the guy, little Eastwood.
Eastwood, yeah. Steve Eastwood.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Okay, I was like, could be. It's a generic name.
It's an American convenience store chain headquartered in Irving, Texas, wholly owned by 7-Eleven Japan. Yeah, it's an ice house. Yeah, it's a franchise.
Not really a gas station.
It doesn't really refer to it
also,
as a gas
station.
Also, it's
like mostly in Japan. They're definitely not gas
mostly
stations.
Mostly in Japan.
There's a lot of them in Japan.
Is there?
There's a lot.
In this video, they say 7-Eleven is a gas station. It's the timestamp of the comment. Yeah, I guess it's... Yeah,
are you looking
at
AI answer?
No. That was a Reddit answer.
Oh, okay.
We've been around a while. 7-Eleven is a brand that's been around for... How long do you think 7-Eleven's been around for?
Okay.
I know we're getting off the
topic
here.
We're getting off
topic,
but let's see. 7-Eleven's been a brand probably since, I'm going to say, 1880.
Wow. I was disappointed. They've been around since 1928.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, it's still pretty early.
Yeah. It's been around for 90 years.
Damn.
I know.
100 years. What are they going to do for 100? Wait, 1928?
I was wrong.
Gonna hit their 100
Fuel
years.
Became a part of 7-Eleven in 1928. And since then, 7-Eleven has grown for fuel convenience stores. So it's known. Look, if you go to this is 7-Eleven Fleet, which is apparently a form of 7-Eleven that is primarily gas stations.
That makes sense.
We're learning a lot about 7-Eleven today, folks.
You know, free Slurpee day, baby.
Free Slurpee day. Is that a thing we could bring in, container you want to fill it up?
No, you just go and get a free, you get like a small Slurpee for
what
free.
What am I thinking of?
You just walk in for free. I don't know. Maybe there is a spot. Maybe that's like the inverse of 7-Eleven, like of January.
9-11?
Yes, it's 9-11. They give you a big old can. Bring in your popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Bring that
dude
popcorn bucket.
Somewhere. Like you just like bring in whatever container you want, fill it up with a Slurpee. Take it out, motherfucker. Yeah.
I feel like that's a bad idea because those Slurpee machines got like...
But it's only for one day.
Yeah. But have you been to Free Slurpee Day? That
shit is
chaotic.
It is around the block.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I don't know how they don't run out of like mix.
Slurpee mix? Yeah they have to be all stocked up.
I don't know. Anyway,
we're getting off topic.
Chris is there. Are we going to name him by like character name or actor names?
Whatever. I don't see him in my half the movie.
Okay, I guess you're right. Chris is... trying to get Morgan to drink, and she's like, "I don't want to drink."
Yeah,
but he's like,
"Cause she's not 21 yet."
Well, she's also just not fun.
Yeah,
that's kind of the thing.
Oh, she's not fun. That's the other
that's
thing.
That's the idea.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's very responsible. Mm. I mean, she drove. Mm. Anyway, she's getting her pregnancy checked. but he's like, "But drunk Morgan's my favorite Morgan." I'm like, "Ooh,
yeah." I don't like that.
And she's like, "You think I'm only fun then?" And it's like. No, but you know,
but you're more fun.
Real fun. Anyway, he like runs off with her sister,
mm-hmm.
and they go play beer pong together.
Mm-hmm. Because she's fun.
Because she's fun. She's the fun one. And
yeah.
Morgan talks to Jared, who is
at Starbucks.
No, it's Dave Franco.
Oh,
also,
okay.
Jared is from Subway.
Fuck. Shit.
It's okay. Okay. Which honestly, do you think Jared as a name is like gone the way of, I think, Hitler, where it's just like, you can't name your kid Jared anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any like modern
name
Jareds.
I've not seen any new kids named Jared.
No, and for the best.
For the best.
Yeah.
Because every time I think of Jared, I'm like, Jared from Subway?
Jared from Subway? Eat fresh?
Eat fresh? So,
is that his name?
Yeah, his name's Jared.
Oh my God.
You know, this is based off a book. Who knows what the.
Oh, yeah,
was.
When it was written.
Yeah,
that's true.
Anyway, Morgan talks to Jared and is like, how do we end up with our exact opposites as they watch him play beer pong?
His name is not Jared.
What is it?
It's Jonah. Dave Franco's character name is Jonah. I was like, I remember them saying his name and not immediately thinking.
You know what?
Of
if I squint, Jonah looks like Jared.
Now
what was that guy doing in that whale that whole time?
Yeah, right? There's kids in that whale?
Don't take me out, God.
Pinocchio's in there like, I'm a real boy. And Jared's like, yeah, baby.
Tell me a lie. All right. Morgan's sister is there. He's talking to, she's like, hey, Jonah, my sister's telling me that like, this is the night that like is going to happen. He's like, don't worry. I'm not going to like press her to do anything. Like, whatever. We're not going to do that. So you don't have to worry. He's like, okay,
right.
Cool. She's like, He's like, I realize you're not drinking. You want some of my Pepsi? I'm also not drinking. Mm-hmm. So they're both lame. They're both not drinking.
Lame.
So he's also like, you know, like my, you know, Chris is like my best friend. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mean what he said. Like he's just
he's my best he's friend, and you can't trust what he says.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like no, and then he says like no version of you is boring. And I'm like, oh my god, they got kind of a thing. And then she's like, by the way, I'm pregnant. He's like, what? And then the fireworks start going off.
Whoa.
And then it says regretting you. Sounds funny the way I said it, but the way it was presented is not as funny as I was hoping it.
I think it's quite funny, it the way you've expressed it. Yeah.
17 years later, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. We don't
I don't have to
see
look
them.
At them in their yeah. little kid outfits when the killers are new.
Yeah, yeah.
So they say, like, oh, you want to go see
Auntie? It would have been really funny if they were, like, they played the killers music, and then Claire's like, this is an oldie.
Yeah, yeah, probably. This is like so old.
This
it's like
is really
17
old.
Years old.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a fetus then. They actually were. Anyway, so it's Morgan's birthday. She has to make her own birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
She's also going to watch the new baby that her sister named Jenny is having. She's
yes.
having a kid with
Dave Franco.
And you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So they've been like together forever, right?
Everything's working out. Yeah.
They're waiting where Clara is. And Clara's actually the Morgan's and Chris's daughter.
Okay.
And again, Morgan's not drinking, but Jenny, she's cool. She's the cool sister. She's
right.
Drinking
she's
the
cool.
Beer. She's drinking the beer.
Everyone loves her.
And then Jonah comes in. Yeah, why do I wrote Jonah now? Jonah came into the scene. Really just want to write Jared. That subway on the line.
You really did.
There's chemistry. There's clearly chemistry and they walk in. But also I thought it was chemistry, but it turns out they just hate each other.
Who?
Or at least Morgan really hates Jonah.
Oh.
Like a lot.
Really?
Yeah, you'll see why.
Why?
So I'm like, well, if Clara's not back, so let's start without her. And
oh, I think I know
Morgan gets a little upset because there's a squeaky door that comes into play a little bit later. So then it's just Morgan and her sister. And her sister's like, hey, so Jonah said we're going to go get married. And they're like, he proposed? He's like, well, not yet, but like we're going to like planning on doing it because we have a baby together. And Clara's like, oh, okay. I mean, you only knew him. Just to let you know, this is the funniest exposition dump. It felt so unnatural.
Yeah.
You knew him at high school, and then you didn't see him for like a gazillion years. Then you slept together once at his dad's funeral. And then
Jesus Christ.
It's like you only dated with him for a month. Like
I love when
ago.
A character tells another character who knows all of this
yes.
information.
It's like you guys are moving fast.
Yeah.
And then she's like, we are having a baby together. Isn't that the reason you got married? And she's like, you're right, all right, all right.
It is really funny how judgmental Morgan is towards
yes.
everyone else.
Yeah,
when
she
it's
is.
Like, she is like literally all of the things that she accuses other people of
pretty
doing.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm happy for you. So we cut to Clara and she's driving, listening to music, getting calls from her mom. Mm-hmm. She's ignoring him. And then she spots, I wrote fuck boy standing there waving. Cause let me like, he doesn't seem as much of a fuck boy. Like, as I get to know him, but like, he's just standing
when he
by.
He looks at him.
He's
yeah.
literally out in the middle of nowhere standing by a sign. I'm like, this is the most fuckboy behavior ever.
Yeah. He's got that fuckboy haircut.
Yeah. And yeah. so he's.
He works at an AMC.
He works at AMC, which I'm pretty sure looks like the AMC they used to at the
oh,
beginning of the Nicole Kidman.
The Nicole Kidman thing, 100%. Yeah.
Like
this
that.
Is also just a commercial for AMC.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's where movies are.
It's where movies are made. No, we make movies better.
So yeah, we make movies yeah. better. See, I don't go to AMC that much. I don't know. Anyway. So she stops after kind of hesitating. She stops, talks to him, and he's trying to steal a sign. He's stealing the city sign.
Why?
And she's like, why are you doing that? And he's like, okay, so weird story, but basically my grandpa loves this pizza place, but they won't deliver outside the city limits. So I'm trying to move the sign to get this so that they'll actually deliver. And I'm like, that's dumb.
That's
because
not how that works.
They're going to look at the radius and be like,
yeah, they're
no,
gonna,
that's too
from
far.
From the restaurant, they're
yeah.
going to say. They don't go by the signage.
But whatever. He's trying to find a loophole. You know, as a teen, you try to find weird loopholes like that and
for
hope
your,
it works.
Yeah. This also is great because this is how the movie ends as well. And I did not understand.
Oh, they're just moving the sign?
They were by the sign and then he starts ordering pizza. And I'm just like, what did the fuck is going? Like, I was like, I think I know where this movie is going. And then he just starts ordering pizza. And I'm like, why is the movie ending on him ordering pizza by his side? Okay, yeah, okay, this makes sense though.
So yeah, so she's like, fine, I'll help you do a little bit. He's like, this is for a little, it was just every day I come out and like move it a little bit, hoping no one will notice. So she helps, she actually breaks her shoe in the process. Not really
breaks her shoe.
Well, it's like a flip flop, so it like breaks on like the grass. Okay. She's not really there to help. She wasn't intending to help initially, so she does. And she's like, not prepared. You want to ride back? He's like, yeah. So he gets to ride back. He talks about like, yeah, man, I want to go to film school. It's gonna be great. She's like, cool. And then his girlfriend calls him on the phone.
That's right. His girlfriend.
You just hear him on the phone and be like, what? What's up? Oh no, it's just some guy. Yeah, I'll be home soon. Anyway.
Bad guy.
Or some dude picked me up. I don't know who it is. Bad and I'm like, guy. What the fucking lame ass excuse.
Yeah. Some dude, a random dude picked me up.
Like the most obvious lie.
In front of the girl driving you currently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he arrives at home. He like walks her in because he wants to give her money for her shoe because he feels bad that it broke.
Right.
And
he's got money because he works at AMC.
He works at AMC, yes. So you go into his room and he has the most film ass bro room with like Sunset Boulevard poster.
We saw that for the podcast.
That's true. I think there was The Matrix up there. Shawshank Redemption was one.
Redemption has his grandpa in it.
Exactly. Shout out.
Oh my God.
He gives her money for the flip flops, but he does it very, very sexily. He's just like, here's the money. And then she's just standing there and she's like, I don't want it. He goes, take it. And then he puts it in her front pocket.
Whoa.
Like, and, you know, very tight jeans. So obviously has to like put it in there. And I'm just like, oh my God. Good Lord, kid.
Puts money in pocket sexily.
This movie doesn't do a lot right, but it did that right.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the point across. A little heavy-handed, but so then they go down and he talks to grandpa. He's like, hey, take your pills. He's like, every day since your grandma left me. And he's like, your grandma didn't die. She had a heart attack. He's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. She left me. And he starts talking about embarrassing stories about Miller. And he's like, let's get out of here. But Clara's into it. Like stories like why he pooped his pants because the auto flushers were scary in a room. I'm like, that's
how old was he?
Huh?
How old was Miller at the time?
I don't know. He's like six or something.
Oh, okay.
But also, I'm like, did we have automatic flushers when we were kids? I don't think we did.
I don't know.
So I'm wondering.
I don't know where this movie takes place. Like, it seems rural, but.
It is kind of rural. It's like a small town.
Yeah.
But it has.
But in what state is what I'm saying?
I looked it up because I heard Dylan. I was like, Dylan, Texas from Friday Night Lights. I was like, is this a crossover?
Yeah, that's right. No.
I think it's in Connecticut or something.
Okay.
I think it was originally set in an unknown town in Texas, according to. The book,
yeah, but, which is based on a book.
Based on a book, but they changed it for whatever reason, probably for tax break
purposes. Probably. And it's very noticeable where they're taking place.
It's very iconic.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, did we have automatic
flushers? Are kids genuinely scared of automatic flushers? This is something I wouldn't know because I don't think we had them when we were kids.
So this was in the house?
No. When he would go to like a grocery store or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, there were automatic flushers in grocery stores and stuff when I was growing up, yeah.
I felt like they came like.
But
later,
also, you have to remember, these are kids that are young. Like, this is not.
But I'm wondering, like, when I'm young, was that like a thing? I feel like they weren't around.
I think they were. Maybe not where you were. You know,
yeah, I know I'm a small town.
Very small town.
It's true. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm just a brave kid. Anyway. So,
yeah, you weren't afraid of it. You were like, you just saw it as a video game. And
I was
like,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
I went back and forth, made it flash multiple times while the kid next to me cried.
I got 100% this.
I got to waste as much water as possible.
I'm going to fill it up to the lid and then it's going to go down.
And I definitely put too much toilet paper in some sometimes and was like, it's flooding. That's hilarious.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, as a kid. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's some good shit.
I didn't know any better.
I remember one time.
It wasn't poopy water, at least. I would always do it with clean water.
I remember one time I went to like a sports game and I went to one of the stalls when I was a kid. And
was it a trough?
No, it was a stall. Okay. I went to all the stalls. There was like five stalls.
Pooping stalls, right?
And nobody was in there yet. Yeah. It was before the end of, pooping stalls. And it was before the end of the quarter or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And so I went in the stall and I locked the door and then I crawled under and I locked all the other stalls from inside. And then I went back to my chair.
I can't tell if I did that or not, but I definitely thought about it.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking back, I'm like, I was crawling on the ground of a public bathroom.
With piss everywhere, probably.
But at the same time, I thought it was pretty funny.
It's so funny. Someone's going to be like, fuck, I can't go.
Yeah, it's like, why? Who's in there?
There's no one in there. I'm going to crawl under here to poop. Anyway, so she leaves. She's like, you can go call your girlfriend now. And he's like, oh, I'm just kind of sad. Like, yeah, I guess. And then
I don't like my girlfriend.
He goes back into the house and immediately follows her on Instagram. She's like, ooh. Clara talks to her aunt about like gives her a phone call on the way back and like actually like tells her the truth, because she lies. Her mom's like, oh yeah, practice ran or rehearsal ran late or something.
But not
really. So she talks to her cool aunt though, and is just like, hey, so like, this guy, I actually got with him. We like went to his house and like picked him up, and it was like really cool. I'm really excited about him. But don't tell mom about this. Because she'll freak out. You know how she is.
Right.
She's like, yeah, I won't. She's on speakerphone. Mom hears this.
Right.
And
oh, mom hears this.
Mom heard the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
And she's like, mom says, I'm scared how good of a liar you are to her sister. Mm-hmm. So then, when they're at the family.
She's very good at
it. She's very good at it.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, exactly.
So then at the family meal, there's her friend. It's the birthday meal, I guess. So everyone's there, including.
For Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan.
Yeah.
And including Clara's friend, Lexi. I love Lexi.
Lexi rocks.
One of my favorite characters in the
movie. Loved Lexi. She was another good actor in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. She's just there for jokes.
She rocks.
She's there for jokes.
They're giving her terrible material, and she's rocking it.
Yeah, she's holding on to it. She's on, like, Tinder, and they're like, aren't you supposed to be 18 for that? She's like, I'm 18 on Tinder. That's pretty good.
But it's a also, weird joke to like
a
her
weird
for,
joke,
Ethan.
Yeah. It's the way she delivered it was
I
funny.
I like her. She's on Tinder underage.
I thought that joke was funny.
I didn't realize I was recording a podcast with Jared.
No! My reputation is killed. Put me in the whale with the Pinocchio. I'm going back to being repenting for my sins. Anyway. Yeah, so the sister's like, oh, you know, thank you, Morgan, for watching my kid. Like, yeah. I'm going to go back to work tomorrow. Maternity leave's over. I'm not meant to be a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for doing that, Morgan. And they're talking about Miller, because Miller comes up. And apparently his dad, like, sold drugs and went to prison.
Whoa.
So that's why he's with his grandpa. And they're like, you can't go out with him, Claire. And Claire's like, I'm not. I just gave him a ride.
Also, it seems like he's on the straight and narrow. He's holding a job down. He wants to get into film.
Yeah, but he came from a broken home.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Unlike us.
He's also sticking around. Yeah, that's right. Also, he's sticking around with his grandpa. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, even though his grandpa's crazy, I mean, talking about air.
Where's he supposed to go?
I guess that's a fair point. He's not like he can abate his grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. He's a minor.
Yeah, that's true. He's still he's to attend school somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like, it's not like we're dating. It's revealed that actually she was late, picked him up.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not dating him. He has a girlfriend. And Lexi's like,
even worse.
Well, just like my mom always says, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score. I was like, Lexi's all right. You should get off Tinder though.
Yeah, get off Tinder,
you
Lexi.
You should not do that.
It's immediately trying to rehabilitate.
I'm gonna let you know, everyone. Can I make a statement? Underage people should not be on Tinder.
Ethan's doing his best Obama impression.
I'm all for the age verification that is definitely to protect children.
Yes. And adults.
And adults. Definitely. Anyway, Morgan then like talks to Jonah privately and is just like, listen, like, because he comes up and is like, I know you don't like me. You clearly have a thing against me. And
right.
He's like, listen, I'm upset. I should get over it. You make my sister happy. But like after you graduated, you just disappeared and like left us. Like I, you know, like completely disappeared from our circle. Like you were friends with Chris. You were dating my sister. Like you just kind of disappeared. And then when you just came back in town and my sister's pregnant, it's kind of a lot to process. But you know what? Jenny's happy. And I guess that's all that matters.
Aww.
And then he's like, hey, also, happy birthday. And he gave her a bunch of Jolly Ranchers. He's like, I didn't forget everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, your character trait is you love Jolly Ranchers.
But he hates one particular Jolly Rancher.
Oh, I didn't get that note.
So he doesn't like he hates the one Jolly Rancher that she likes.
Okay.
It's the red Jolly Rancher or whatever.
Sure. I think it's the watermelon one.
Yeah.
I don't like
Jolly basically Ranchers. He remembers that she likes Jolly Ranchers.
Oh. Yeah. So he's been eating all the one Jolly Ranchers he likes and giving her the shitty ones that he
exactly.
doesn't like.
Exactly. Nice.
Sufficient. So yeah. Dad's like, I'm gonna do dishes, but Morgan's like, I already did them, which really establishes her character as doing everything.
Yeah.
And she's helping Clara set a mood board or goal board, I guess. And she's like, wow, I've already gotten so much done. And then she's like, my goal is to go to this school and learn to be an actor. And she's like, you didn't like that one, Mom. She's like, no, I think it's cool. I just want you to have a backup goal or something. And she's like, well, you didn't have any goals or anything.
Boom
got him. Is there anything you're even passionate about? And she's like, no, I never really had time because I had you and everything and had to be responsible.
And I'm regretting you.
Mm-hmm, maybe. She's like, what words do you come to mind as a mom, as a person? What do you think I am? She's like, well, as a mom, you're overprotective, predictable, but dependable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, those are all not the best things to call, but I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Next morning, they go to work. She's trying to be spontaneous, doesn't make food for her, but then is like, oh, here's a Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, haha, see, I'm not predictable. What's her name? I can never remember the sister's name. Lexi.
Jenny?
Lexi? No, Lexi's the other one.
Lexi's not the sister.
Friend. No, she's the friend. Jenny. Jenny's there, and...
I said Jenny.
I know, but I already said Lexi. It was already on the tip of my tongue. Listen. It's hard doing a podcast.
It's hard doing a podcast.
It's a tough job.
It's a really
only
guys,
a few people can do it.
Come on, only two people can do it. Me and you, baby. Oh.
And we are.
Everyone else is doing it wrong.
And we're struggling. Getting accused of hanging out with Jared.
In a whale. Yeah, you had no choice.
Jonah.
Exactly.
Anyway. So, yeah, so I've forgotten the fucking name already. We had the whole thing. Jenny. Okay. I gotta remember she's dating Forrest Gump. Okay. So Jenny's there and she's gonna drop the baby off and Clara's talking to her dad.
Yeah.
And is like, let's skip school and like you skip work. We just go hang out and watch a movie or something.
What do you think about the dad?
He's just there,
right?
Yeah.
It's funny because in the second half of the movie, they were like, oh, my dad, he was like my best friend. He was so cool.
Well,
I love him.
It's established later on that she loved watching movies with dad.
Okay.
That's his whole character. Cool. You know? Anyway, and she's like, why do you want to skip school? He's like, oh, there's school drama because like Miller unfollowed me. We haven't even talked. And he's like,
whoa,
oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't know why he unfollowed.
Probably because his girlfriend was like,
yeah.
Bro, what the fuck?
Yeah. So she picks up her friend Lexi. They go to school. And then he's like, yeah, Miller actually broke up with his girlfriend she broke up with him because she thought he cheated on you with her. Or cheated on her with you.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like,
okay.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of drama. So then I guess Dave Franco is there and he's a teacher at school. He's a teacher, yeah. And he actually gets Miller and is like, oh, here's a little thing about film school. But he's like, I don't think film school's in the cards for me. And then he like walks off.
Mm.
And then Clara texts her aunt because she's like best friends with her aunt, Aunt Jenny.
Right.
Jenny.
Aunt Jenny.
Aunt Jenny. Aunt Jenny.
It's a good thing that you remember her name now.
I know.
Because I'm sure she's not going to die soon.
Yes. And she's like, hey, explains the whole situation. Is like, girl, you don't want to be the other girl. Trust me. She's like, wait, you were the other girl once? And then she goes silent. And still at this point, not caught on what the movie's about. I'm just like,
yeah, you don't know what's going
on.
All
right,
here.
Cool,
yeah.
Whatever. And then she was trying to get a message out, but doesn't get a response back. Someone throws milk.
Oh, no.
Next scene. What? What's wrong?
I'm just responding to
the drama. Oh, I thought you were looking
drama.
At your phone and something happened.
No. Okay. Nothing's happening on my phone.
No, nothing's happening.
I'm getting my notes ready.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, because you know it's coming up.
Yes, exactly.
It's not coming up soon. You
really?
Have ways to go. Yes, there's so much more of the movie, Mike.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll put my phone away.
It's okay. Morgan gets a phone call. And also, she has to go quickly to the hospital.
Right.
She goes to the hospital. And also, Dave Franco's there. He appears. And she's like, well, he's like, why are you doing here? They called me because... Jenny was in a car accident. She's like, well, Chris was in a car accident
together.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, lean forward. Like,
it's like finally something interesting.
Cause I'm like watching them have like fucking Pop-Tarts and shit. And I'm like, where is this movie going? What are we doing here? Oh, I'm making goals. I'm going to be an actor. Shut up.
Yeah. Making Pop-Tarts and shit. Get to the brass tacks here.
I want to know what's going on. Why am I watching this movie?
Yeah.
Because I forgot. Like, I forgot Jenny's name multiple times. And Jonah's name.
And Lexi.
And everyone. Anyway. So, it's just the funniest scene because they just walk in and the doctor's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. The pastor's there. The music swells. It's dramatic. She starts crying. Jonah starts crying. The baby's there. The baby
starts
laughing.
Crying.
No,
oh,
the baby's
laughing.
It's like it's hilarious. Yeah. It's like, my fucking mom's dead. No, baby obviously does not know what's going on.
Yeah, it's a baby.
And then we next seen another scene where Clara's crying on her mom. And in the back, we see Dave Franco crying still. And I'm just like, crying. And it's shot.
Ethan is laughing
it's
so
It's just
hard.
Shot so...
melodramatically?
Dramatically, because it just... the tone just feels weird.
Yeah, it does.
It's a weird movie. Nothing really feels like it fits together properly.
I agree with that completely. Yeah. Because it's also, like, from the perspective of, like, Clara, who's, like, a teenager. So yeah. It's just, like, whoosh, whoosh, like, it, like, swings
all over
quickly.
The place.
Yeah.
And then Dave Franco brings up, like, hey, it was Jenny's car. It was Jenny's car, but Chris was driving it. And
what in the fuck?
And there's, like, I'm like, what? And
oh,
shit,
you didn't see this coming at all.
Well, I mean, I did when they were together and, like, died in the car crash. I'm like, something's happening.
Yeah.
And he's, like, wait. And also the bot, like... Her boss says that, like, Jenny wasn't due back to work tomorrow. She was going to be the day after. So she just
so
pretended
she
to
was
go to
lying.
Work. She was lying. And, like, were they having an affair? Jonah asks. Morgan's like, I don't know. I'm not going to think about that right now. I have two funerals to plan now. So they do two funerals. Clara's crying at her dad's funeral and, like, is upset so much and leaves the church. It's too overwhelming. Miller was there, saw her, goes and talks to her.
Clara.
Goes to talk to Clara. Clara's going to text her aunt.
She can't because she's dead now.
She does it anyway and just says, it's all my fault. I'm like, how's
it? Why is it her fault, Ethan?
I don't know.
Well, tight.
She was texting while driving. Is
That's
that the
right.
thing?
Yes.
Oh, because Jenny was driving Chris's car.
No, Chris was driving Jenny's car.
Oh, so there was no reason to text while driving.
But she doesn't know that.
She doesn't know that.
She just knows that Jenny's car got in a car accident. And
Man,
Jenny
people
was
are really
it.
Good at blaming themselves for a lot of things.
And so she was like, I was texting Jenny when she was driving her own car.
She did kind of go quiet, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why she holds herself accountable.
Damn. Sad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Poor Clara.
Morgan gives a speech about her husband that she loves with all her heart. Definitely did nothing wrong. Clara then talks to Miller. She's like, doing separate funerals will make this longer and torture us. I just want to leave. Let's get out of here. And he's like, all right, let's go. Let's go. Let's get out of here. I'll just take you somewhere. I know how you grieve. And she's just like, I want to get high. I never tried it. I want to get high. And he's like, I don't have any.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, I know where to get some, though. And he's like, oh, you know a drug dealer? She's like, no, I have a friend who's just a stoner.
I thought he was going to, like, steal some from his grandpa or something.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Because he's, like, going through chemo.
No, this is probably a place where, like, weed's going to kill you. It's illegal. Makes you crazy.
But what about someone that's going through, like...
Fuck them. Fuck them. It's an evil drug.
That's fair.
It's devil's
That's
lettuce.
Fair.
So I get some weed, and then she starts smoking it, and then at this point, mom's, like, calling her a bunch of times. She ignores it, and then takes a puff, goes poorly. She has no idea where Clara is. Lexi has no idea where Clara is either, but then she's like, I have a phone. I track her. So then she gets on the phone tracking after the funeral and starts driving to her.
Right.
At this point, Miller reveals Shelby's his ex-girlfriend, girlfriend, whatever. They got back together.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, why are you telling me this? You think I like you or something? I don't need updates on your relationship status. Anyway, and then suddenly mom appears, like drives it like right next to him in the empty parking lot. It's like, what are you doing? Get back here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, uh-oh. It's just like staring down Miller being like, you're a bad influence. And she's like, were you smoking weed with him? And she's like, no.
Even though she wanted to smoke the weed.
She wanted to smoke the weed. Yeah. So you smoked pot with him. You skipped your dad's funeral to get high. How
she's
dare you?
She's only 16 years old. She's smoking weed.
I know. You're grounded forever. I'm like,
forever?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, her dad just died. Like,
be a little bit nice.
Like, she's obviously, you're going through something too.
Yeah.
But also...
If my kid was smoking weed at 16...
People grieve different ways, all right?
I agree with you.
You're smoking weed with someone's... It's fine. As long as I don't make it like a big habit when you're 16, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's fine,
Yeah, your fucking dad just died. What are you going to do?
Go do something crazy. That's the craziest
your
thing you're
going
to do.
Your dad and your aunt.
Yes.
Guys!
Yeah, your best family friend and then your dad died, you know?
Exactly.
Right?
Your cool aunt died.
Your cool dad died and you left a boring fucking uncle and boring mom.
And boring mom.
Yeah.
Let's get high.
It's the last time we were going to have any fun.
Yeah.
So she gets dropped off. I like this part though because she's like going to the house and she sees the cookies. Like there's like a bunch of like flowers and stuff outside that people delivered.
Yeah.
And then she sees like baked goods. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, I know why you're getting those baked goods. Then she gets those baked goods and like, passes out in her bed.
Uh-huh.
The mom grabs some wine and watches The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Jonah.
So relatable.
Very relatable. And then Jonah's there. He pops in and starts judging her because she's been there for a few days, sleeping on her couch. She's like, and then he just starts pushing the question like, don't you want to know why they lied?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care. I just want to watch my shows and drink my wine and wallow.
Yeah.
He's like, well, why? Like, I don't know why she was driving Chris's car. Don't you want to know that?
Yeah.
He's like, where is Chris's car, by the way? And then she pulls up on her phone. They tracked it because I guess he left his phone in the car or something.
Yeah.
And he says, do you want that drink now? Because she didn't want to drink, but she's been drinking wine.
Yeah.
And they go to the car. They drive off. And also Clara leaves. Even though she's grounded, she goes to Lexi's place.
Of course.
They found the car at the hotel.
Oh.
But before then, or at the same time, this is like a cut between the two because it's just, you know, we got to make it interesting.
Yeah, of course.
Lexi goes to AMC. It's the same AMC I mentioned earlier.
Lexi goes to AMC.
Not Lexi, sorry. Clara goes to AMC. I was right. She lied. She was not going to Lexi. She was going to go to AMC. To go see Miller. What?
Oh, I thought it was
like a
movie.
Also just to go see a movie, but like he hooks her up. It's like Mission Impossible's playing. Didn't mention which one. He's like, you know, it's one of them.
One of the Mission
Impossibles. One of the Mission Impossibles. I'm like, you know what? You could say that or Fast and Furious. It's like, yeah, it's probably playing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want some popcorn? Get some popcorn, whatever. So then she's like, Miller comes back after the movie's over and she's crying. And he's like, what's going on? I didn't know.
This terrible movie.
I didn't know this was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
She's like, no, my dad loves movies and I used to come here a lot. And that's why
I love AMC. They make movies better.
But now they make it worse. And he's like, so at this point.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
That's what she should have said. That would be so funny. But Miller, at this point, is with his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Like he's together with her. And then he goes, you know, this like coffee place like puts on horror movies here. Once a month, like if you want to go, you know,
with him,
one with me.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm good. I'll see you at school. I'm like, motherfucker, you just got together with this girl and you're just already like, fuck it, I'm done.
Also, she just lost her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I guess got to shoot your shot.
I guess. Perfect. She's vulnerable. Sure, that's in some pickup artist book somewhere. Like, definitely go when she's dad's dead.
He's like, all right, we're going to go watch Fight Club. Get the wrong lessons from it.
Yep. So Morgan is talking to Jonah and it's like, he used to bring me to this hotel on getaways. I'm like, this one hotel, multiple getaways, you just go here?
I love going like, hey, you want to go to this hotel on a getaway, and then also like taking your wife to the hotel on a getaway, then you also take your mistress,
yeah,
her sister,
yeah,
like that is some fucked up psychotic sociopathic shit, man.
It's true. So she stayed in the car. Jonah goes in, gets their stuff because they never checked out because they died,
right?
And he like pulls out the bag. She's like, oh, this bag I gave it to her on this whatever anniversary. And she's like, he's like, are you sure you want to open it? She opens it. There's like sexy outfits,
sex toys,
in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then she gets it and just starts smashing her husband's car with it.
Nice.
Doesn't really break a lot much, but then she fucking breaks the gas pipe off the back.
Yeah.
And the car alarm starts going off and Jonah's just like, ugh. She's like, why are you not mad? And he's like, I'm mad, but just, you know, in a different way.
Yeah.
Like it feels more personal to you. Like you had two people like die.
Yeah.
Like, I had like,
it's like your sister and your husband
are both like being assholes to you while it's like just my, you know, partner and my
that
best
I also like got back together with pretty recently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they agree, we're not going to tell Clara. She doesn't need to know about this. She's already going through enough. Which may not be the best idea. But so she drives back in the broken up car and more people dropped off food. She comes in with the food and falls and breaks it all and kicks a door open and like she's all fucking stuck in the door. And then her daughter comes home and is like, what happened to the car? Why are you like this? What's going on? who messed up the car? Did you call the cops? And she's like, you're grounded, why did you leave? And she's like, ah. So then Miller comes to check on Clara. Jonah's here. He gives the so Jonah fucking stops by. He just is like, here's the baby, can you watch her? She's like, what the fuck? Morgan's like, what the fuck, why am I watching the baby?
Right.
He's like, I can't do this. And they go off to the car and they talk and they're like, I can't do this. He's like, why can't you do this? And I actually did like this line because he says, when Elijah, the baby, smiled at me, he had Chris's smile. And then he's like, you take him. I got to go.
Yeah.
She's like, when are you coming back? He's like, coming back for your kid. And he's like, not my kid. And then he pieces
out. Oh my God, that's awesome.
And I'm like, all right, get some drama. We're cooking here.
Yeah, there we go. Now things are getting interesting.
I'm like, damn. Okay.
Now Ethan likes the movie.
Well, I like parts of it. I like the ideas of it.
Yeah.
But then we got this great scene of Morgan going and shopping for baby food because now she's suddenly mom for an infant. Which earlier, Jenny was like, hey, like giving her all these instructions. She's like, you know, I raised an infant before.
Mm.
Now she's going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like this shot of, this is one of the only good shots of the movie, is she's got the baby in the baby carrier, and she's got two big bottles of wine surrounding it, and the framing is just the bottles of wine surrounding this baby. And I'm like, what a vibe. So she goes back on the couch, watching more Housewives, drinking and having a good time. But then Clara comes in and is like, why the fuck are we still watching this baby? He's like, Jonah's going through stuff right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, why don't you tell Jonah to do your responsibility? Also, you're drunk all the time. I have to go pick up. She's like, can you go pick up baby formula? I'm fucking drunk. Clara's like, fine, I'll fucking do it, but whatever.
Yeah.
I love you. Clara goes and actually goes to Jonah's house, knocks on there, and you see his place. It's just a bunch of pizza boxes everywhere. He's watching TV.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I know. Mike's like, that was my weekend last week.
Yeah.
But he's fucking depressed. She's like cleaning. He's like, why?
Why? He's got pizza boxes and he's watching TV. That sounds pretty awesome to me.
You're right. Ignore all the other situations going on. And she's like, why is mom and I taking care of your kid? And he's like, you wouldn't understand. It's like, aren't you worried a little bit about Elijah? And he's like, I don't know. Like, not really. And she's like, you know, Elijah rolled over last night. And he's like, oh, wait, really? She's like, no, but he's going to, and you're going to feel bad about regretting it. And I'm like, is rolling over a big milestone for a kid?
No, it's dangerous.
It's dangerous? Well, I thought it was like, oh, he can roll over now. Like, they have the motor ability to
do
that.
I thought it was like he rolled over and he could kill himself.
I'm pretty sure they won't, but.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I was thinking more about that one scene in Breaking Bad. Where Jane rolls over, then
because she was high on fucking heroin, or meth, or whatever. Yeah,
then she like dies on her own vomit.
Yeah.
Spoilers
for Breaking Bad, I guess. But
spoilers for Breaking Bad. But
that's a.
It's not the same with babies.
That's not the same with babies because they're not high on heroin.
Yeah,
they're just rolling over because they finally can. They're like, oh, shit.
That's fair.
I didn't realize that was like a big thing. Like I was thinking about walking is like the big thing you're gonna miss.
That's
like
so big, Ethan.
That's big, but
I feel like even just like moving around, like
being able to move and stuff is like a big deal. I'm just like, damn, babies really can't do shit, huh?
No, they can't.
They really
can't.
They're
stupid little meat bags.
Little meat bags, trying to survive in a mean world.
Yeah,
aren't we all?
Yeah.
Anyway. So he's like, all right, fine. So this inspires him to go back, go get his son, apologize to Morgan, be like, I'm sorry I did that. I'm going through a lot. She's like, we're all going through a lot. Clara actually stays home at Jonah's place and looks through boxes and see all these memories of her as a kid and her aunt who she misses. And then she
goes. As a kid. As the same age as she currently is, but with a wig on and like.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It was a picture, so it looks more convincing.
Yeah.
She goes back home. Morgan's like, where are you? You're grounded. She's like, I was cleaning Jonah's house. She's like, you're a liar. And she's like, you always assume the worst of me, mom.
Yeah.
And then she goes and hangs out at Clara hangs out at a coffee shop. And then Miller's like, where are you at? She's like, at a coffee shop. He's like, cool. Can I hang out? It's like, I guess. And then he's just like, cool, I'll be there in a second. And he's like, appears immediately. Cause he was just like,
he was already there.
He's just like, hey, you want to go for a ride? It's like, yeah, I guess. So they drive off. They fuck around like a field near grandpa's house. She's like, how is your grandpa doing anyway?
Mm-hmm. They fuck around a field with the grandpa's house. There's goats there, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. They're hanging out with goats.
Yeah.
They're hanging out with goats. Yeah. And I love this part because this is like, I was like, oh, this movie's kind of getting interesting. But then I'm like, oh, but it's poorly directed.
Because yes, it is.
She says, how's your grandpa doing? And he just looks off and says, cancer. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he's like, yeah, it's the only parent I ever had. And that's my end of my half.
Yes. And they're playing with goats.
Yeah. But I was just like, that's not a real way to answer someone when they're like, how's he doing? He's like, well, I don't know, man. He's got cancer. Like, we just like, it's been rough
cancer.
On him. But he just goes, cancer. Like,
he also says that it's a 2-hour drive if he were to attend the dream college of his life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then we cut to, I just wrote down parents. I didn't know their names. Morgan and Elijah. No, not Elijah. Jonah.
Jonah, yeah.
Which I realized, so Elijah is a biblical name. So is Jonah. I wonder, like, Jenny's not a biblical name.
No,
but I'm like, is there anything else here that's like
a reference? They probably just picked those out of a hat. Cause I don't think anyone else is really biblical.
Not
name.
Clara.
Lexi.
Lexi's definitely not. Yeah. So Clara. Oh, sorry. So
Chris.
No, definitely not. Well, Christ.
Oh my God. And he sacrificed himself with Mary Magdalene.
Jenny Magdalene. Parents talk about how they went to school together. Claire and Elijah stay out late. I didn't know his name was Miller at the time. So my notes are saying Claire and Elijah.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Look, I got Jared and Jonah in there.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Shelby was his backup plan, and he broke up with her because he loves Clara.
Okay.
And she feels the same.
Wow.
I did not realize this is such a young relationship.
Oh, like they just got together. Yeah. Like you realize that they were dating for a while.
I thought that they had been like hanging out, but yeah. It's never really, I mean, that doesn't sound like they really were. And so then they start kissing.
Oh my gosh. And then the music played and it was like, when we were young.
Genuinely, yes. Oh. This has some of the worst, like,
needle drops.
Well, it's like, it's the kind of music, what is it, like the Shout and Howl kind of like shitty Christian style, country type music heard? Yeah, that's most of the stuff
contemporary,
here.
Contemporary Christian or whatever
it's called. So they kiss. Parents chat while they wait for their kids. This is where it's revealed that Claire and Elijah are half siblings, which I originally thought was very shocking. They're kissing currently.
Oh, but yes.
But no, it's just that the baby and Claire.
It's still shocking. I mean, that's why everyone freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. You
thought they're freaking out for a different reason.
Very much so. And then Jonah's like, we're going to have to tell Clara at some point. I'm going to have to tell Elijah when he gets older. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you should tell him right now. They're fucking kissing in the parking lot.
That's awesome.
Mom, Morgan, does not remember what it was like to be young, but Jonah does, and so he plays a song to take them back. It's Dakota by Stereophonics, which I did not recognize the song. And they're young and they're at the pool, but I wrote down they are wearing wigs, and I think they're like, I don't know if they're de-aged or if they just like upped the contrast so that you're not seeing like their like wrinkles, but like they are clearly like trying to pass them off. Very much like how at the beginning of the movie, they're trying to pass them off as like kids. This is the first time I'm seeing them, and it's hysterical to watch these like grown ass fucking.
It looks terrible.
It's bad. It's really. It is not convincing.
They're not at all teenagers. They could maybe pass for college, but like being like 17. It's like
so funny to hear the lady from Girls just going like, "I gotta pass finals." like,
dude,
it's fucking. You're an adult.
You're an adult.
There's no way to convince me otherwise. So they float on an inner tube together, and their legs link. And and then Jonah says, he's like, I'm worried that we were wrong, that we got it all wrong. And then their partners come out.
Oh shit. So there was tension before.
There was. And they have to like immediately act like they weren't getting together. And then we cut back to modern day.
They were the original infidels, kinda.
Infidels. And then we come back to modern day, and Morgan is remembering that day, and so is Jonah. And then Clara walks in and sees this awkward moment between the two of them together, and they're like just in sort of silence. And Morgan's like, "Yeah, you're Clara, you're grounded, but like, there's no like energy behind any of this.
Yeah, they don't care anymore."
Efren is
I think he's like the guy who works as a coworker friend with Miller. Yeah,
and so Miller hooks him up with Lexi.
Nice.
I don't know why. They do this, and he seems really nervous around her, and she seems scary to him. And then I wrote down in all caps, oh wait, the baby is Elijah. Okay. So Elijah is brought by to Morgan's house because he's like throwing up and he has a fever, and Morgan's the only one that can take care of her.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's like, Jonah's like, help me. And while all this is happening, Clara and Miller, are the couple. Mom grills Clara on Miller, and she's like, don't throw your life away for that guy. Mm-hmm. He's not worth it. And I don't know what that means. I'm like, I see Miller, and I'm like, he seems like a pretty stand-up guy. He works in an AMC.
He wants
to go to college.
His dad's bad, so therefore he's bad.
And then even Jonah is on the side of Miller. He's like, I'm on Team Miller.
Yeah, because he's like he sees him in school. He brought that up early, and they're like, well, of course he's on his best behavior, and like, for 2 hours or the hour you see him every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because there are a lot of people who are not good behavior.
Yeah,
in the first
exactly.
Hour.
It's very easy to not
be.
It's also very funny because I, again, did not know that Jonah, like, is a teacher.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how does he know who Miller is?
Yeah,
and
right.
Why is he on Team Miller? It feels very
He's
strange.
Like, I like a kid. You like the cut of your jib.
I like the cut of your jib, Miller. So they got to do housework.
The name of my favorite beer.
So Jonah and Morgan do housework together, and they find secret love letters in a toolbox. Between their partners.
Ooh. Yeah. In a toolbox? They got
in a
that
toolbox.
Shit out?
They just... What do you mean? It's sitting
it's
in
just
a
wild
because
it's like, I do like the reveal that's like, oh, I thought this was like a little fling, and it's like, no, they had a fucking baby. So
yes,
been
they've
going
been going
on
for
a
while.
Long time.
Yeah. Then Morgan gets very upset because she's like, Jenny made me buy this painting for my husband, said that he would love it so much, and I fucking hate this painting. And so then Jonah's like, well, let's fucking destroy it. So they... How do you think they destroy this painting? What would you go about if
I think they go outside and
you're already wrong.
Oh, okay. I thought they're just gonna like. I thought they're gonna put their knee through it.
I am so upset because you're right. Go outside. You're gonna destroy the painting. They do this in the living room. They're throwing eggs at this painting.
Eggs in the living room?
Yes. I'm like, why are you in the living room doing this?
Though? This is also showing that Morgan's fun now.
Yeah, so fun to make a mess in your own house.
Mike draws the line here. He's like, I wish she was drinking, but throwing eggs, draw the line there.
Throwing eggs outside is fine. Don't throw it in your living room. It's just crazy to me. They're throwing it indoors.
All right. There goes your birthday plan.
Not at my house.
Gotta write that down.
Jonas says that he's always wanted Morgan since the day he met her. He says he wanted her, which I'm like, I don't like that.
It's a very strong word.
Yeah. And he's like, should have fought harder for you. And she's like,
should have done anything.
Literally anything. And then Morgan's like, this is my life now. My life is Clara. I have to make sure that Clara is okay. Like, that's all that matters to me. I just wrote down, the acting is awful between these two. I hate it.
It really has. That's the thing is, like, the chemistry is so weird that I didn't know if they hate each other or liked each other.
It's even in this moment, I'm like, I'm not really feeling any kind of, like, connection.
There's no Dave Franco and Alison Brie, you know? And they really got together.
Yeah, they did. Clara and Miller, yeah, just like in the answer, right? Clara and Miller have a date in at a private theater at the AMC. I wrote down sponsorship. They watch Clueless. Clara tells
the classic movies you can watch at AMC.
Well, I think
I watched someone watch Clueless on the plane recently. It was crazy. I was like, damn, you just picked Clueless out of all the movies?
And this was the other thing about Clueless. The Clueless has a scene where
yeah, but the Paul Rudd or yes. whatever gets with the lady, but they're like kind of related.
Yes, and I thought that was referencing the whole thing.
You realize that it was not Elijah was not that.
I was very upset. I was very upset.
You're like, damn, this could have been a good connection.
Could have been a very interesting thing, but no. So they watch Clueless at
podcast on Clueless, which I don't know if you can get anymore unless you subscribe.
I don't know what the fuck. Did we watch Clueless for the podcast?
I'm pretty sure we watched Clueless for the podcast.
All right, I believe you. So. Clara, in the middle of the movie, Clara and Miller, they're not even watching the fucking movie. They're just kissing. And then Clara's like, hey, by the way, Miller, I'm a virgin.
Whoa.
And then Miller's like, hey, I know the cure to that. And then they laugh. And then he's like, actually, no rush. I'm having a great time just hanging out with you. And then she's like, I want to wait until prom night. And then she's like, I don't want any lame, like, promposals. I just want to, like, go to prom with you. And then I want to, like, I don't want to be a virgin anymore after that night, basically. So I wrote down. Terrible montage. Mom working on the house. Clara applies for a acting scholarship at some place called UNCSA college. Efren and Lexi are now getting closer together.
Nice. Everything's working out.
They play cards.
I like how they're like, we have to have a side plot for these side characters. They
we
can't
need
just
something.
Be fun. They got to be having
we
romance.
We don't have enough.
Yeah, we watched Clueless back in 2015.
Jesus
Christ. Over 10 years ago.
Pre-Trump.
Yeah, it was a pure podcast back then.
Much better, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, damn, that kind of sucks. We have to make this podcast last longer than the
Trump
administration.
Happy to do it.
Let's
with
do
you,
it.
Bud.
That's
happy
at least our goal. That's our goal. So there you go, listeners. We're promising you
the day that Trump dies,
we're done.
We're done.
We're done. It's over.
We'll watch the Melania documentary and then we'll stop.
We have Trump month, dude.
Trump
we can watch The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, that.
The Art of the Deal movie.
The Art of the Deal movie. Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2, cap it all off.
Anyway, what happens next? Terrible montage. Okay, they play cards with Miller's grandpa, and then Miller's like, stop trying to make air happen. I guess this is a thing that Miller's grandpa keeps bringing up. Is like,
yeah,
air.
His grandpa. What did he say about air? Oh yeah,
I'm gonna give you my air.
Yes. Yeah, so what he was saying is that like, if you're mean to me, Miller, I'm gonna write you out of my inheritance. He's like, you said you don't have anything except the air you breathe. He's like, yeah, and I'm gonna write you out of that. So that's what he kept saying.
There you go. Okay. So Clara and Miller make out in his bed, and then he comes in his pants.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's like, is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, you did too good of a job.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so. This movie's so weird tonally. Like, it's just like something I just don't expect from this movie.
It gets even weirder.
Like, is that comedy? I don't know.
I laughed. So
it is a romantic comedy.
It is a romantic comedy. Clara is upset at her mom. Her mom is moving on from her dad so quickly. And then
at this point, does Clara know? She doesn't know about the infidel. No. But she just knows that Elijah's step brother?
No, doesn't know that either.
Oh, she doesn't know that either. So
she doesn't know anything.
Okay,
I thought she just thinks that her mom is moving on too quickly from her dad, basically. Okay. And then also, tomorrow is her birthday. She's going to turn 17 tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I wrote that dad walks in. I'm sorry. So Jonah walks in
I know clearly it's not the other dad.
Morgan's house. Mm-hmm. And Morgan's like, hey, I have something to tell you. And then she just fucking like starts kissing him.
Whoa. That's a lot to see for Clara, I bet.
Not Clara. No.
Is Clara there?
Not yet.
Oh, God.
Morgan and Jonah are just kissing each other.
This is the first time they're doing it, huh?
And then she's like, I'm so sorry. I wanted to talk to you more, but I just couldn't help myself. And then they start kissing each other more.
Oh, my God.
And then Clara does walk in. And she sees this. And she starts fucking crying. And she goes to her room. And she locks the door. She calls her mom disgusting.
Oh,
and then she texts Miller. And then she's like, I want to have sex with you tonight.
Whoa.
And then Miller sends a thumbs up about it. This is what I'm talking. This is hysterical, right?
There's moments in this movie that are like,
it's so funny.
That's really funny.
So, everyone said they start. They love each other.
They love each other. They give them kisses.
What am I writing?
Mike's
down?
Like, this is when two people love each other. They love each other now. Kiss, kiss.
Yeah, that's
Wahoo
right.
In The Sims.
He does. That's right. That's right. So you're right. So Miller comes over. They start kissing each other, and then they say that they love each other. And then Clara immediately starts crying, and she's like, I'm so sorry. And she explains everything to Miller, like, her, you know, like, her mom has passed, like, you know, her dad passed away, and her mom is, like, you know, like, doing this, and she caught her mom kissing, you know, her friend or whatever. And he's just like, bro, I wanted this to be special. You're just doing this to get back at your mom? Like, you're saying you're at your mom, and now you're, like, having sex with
Damn.
Me?
Damn!
Yeah!
He's like, thumbs up, good night. It's going to be a great night.
And then she's like, yeah, that's right. And then she's like, I'm so sorry. She apologizes. She's crying. She's a mess. And then he's hurt because he's like, I wanted this to be important.
A weird revenge thing.
And she's like, this isn't personal. And he's like, this should have been personal.
He's too good of a guy.
He's too good of a guy.
A lot of guys just be like, whatever, get a nut, dude.
Exactly. He'd be upset because he's like, I would fucking bust a nut. You're
not my
over
pants
here.
Again.
And so I was actually thinking that too. Like, he already came like earlier, but he's a teenager. So I'm sure he's like, you know. He's like got a bunch of shit in the barrel.
Oh, yeah.
And so basically she apologizes. And then he's like, and she's like, can you please just like hang out tonight a little bit? And he's like, all right, I'm going to just like lay in bed with you until you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, mom busts in and catches the two of them in bed together. And she's very upset. And it's her birthday.
But they didn't even do anything.
They did not. Well, they were starting. There's definitely some penetration going on.
Okay, then do something then.
Well, I wrote down that they started, right?
They started? Okay.
They were starting. That's what I said. They start and they love each other. That's what I meant by that.
Okay,
they start having
got
sex.
It. Okay. They start. I was like, start what? What are we starting? Kissing, groping, what are we doing? What's the menu today?
What's on the menu?
What's on the menu?
This is how Ethan asks for consent. What's on the menu today?
It's not very sexy, but it gets to the point.
Just like menus.
Sometimes you're like, ooh, chef's table.
Dessert?
Sometimes like chef table, like, what are you getting tonight? But I'm like, fucking show me that menu. I want to know what I can afford.
I want the whole spread.
One of everything.
One of everything. So anyway, so she busts in, she sees them, and Miller's so embarrassed and he runs out, and mom and Claire get in a big fight. And she's like, you're not going to school. And she's like, are you crying at me from school? That's not going to make fucking sense.
Yeah.
And it's at this moment where I'm like, oh my God, this lady that's playing Claire is very, very good. Cause
she's good.
She's so immediately like sarcastic. Like, I don't know. She has like, everyone else is just sort of like, even
they feel like they're reading their lines. They feel like they're just kind of doing the thing. They're
even
like
Miller. Like even Miller's not giving too much here. But like Claire is really
Claire
performing.
Feels like a real person has been dropped in this movie, which
it
is
really
kind of crazy.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
So Miller surprises Claire with a birthday present. It's a snow globe with a drama and comedy mask. And I'm just like, how in the fuck did he have time to get her a fucking present? It's crazy. She invites
Amazon
him.
Amazon Prime. Sponsored by AMC.
That's right. She invites him to her birthday dinner at her place. And he's just like, that's going to be awkward. And she's just like, it's my birthday and I can invite who I want. And then Jonah shows up because he's the teacher and they're in the halls.
Uh-huh.
And so she walks up to Clara And he's like, I want to apologize. Uh-huh. And he's like, she's like, I have nothing to say to you. And I don't ever want to speak to my mom ever again.
Oh, okay.
And he keeps trying to like talk to her, trying to like talk sense into her. And then she's like, I'm going to be late for class. And then he says,
well, it's my class and we're both late.
That's really funny.
It's a great bit.
Yeah.
It's a great bit. So Clara, Lexi, and Miller arrive for dinner. And Jonah's there as well. Only there to chop her, just chop a present off, and then he's gonna leave. But then Clara's like, "No, stick around," because she just wants as much drama here as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Lexi's very excited for a messy dinner. Miller tries his I love Lexi as well. Miller tries his best to make everything less awkward, but Clara only makes it worse. And I wrote down, "Girl playing Clara is very good. Mm-hmm. She makes the cringe dialogue work." And then Clara says that she gets accepted into the drama program. And Miller is like, this is so awkward. He runs away. He cannot stand how awkward all this is.
He ran off just for the awkwardness. He didn't run off for the fact that like they're going to go to two different schools or anything.
Well, that is the thing. Originally, I thought it was due to the awkwardness. But then he's like, we might be going to two different schools.
Yeah.
And then he's also like, I'm upset and I'm hurt because you are just want to hurt your mom with me.
Yeah.
You did this last night, you're doing it tonight. Like, you're just throwing this in her face, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're just inviting me over and telling her all this stuff just to, like, hurt her. Like, earlier on, there was a thing where it was like, oh, Clara, like, you know, how'd you sleep last night? And she's like, I didn't sleep at all. I just had sex with Miller all night.
Whoa.
And then he, like, spits his, like, soda out. And then she's like, I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a party. Like, you
have
know.
Have fun. Lighten up. It's my birthday. Yeah,
that's basic. But she's using him as a pawn to, like, hurt her mom, basically.
Which is what she did earlier about trying to have sex with him and all that.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's just hurt. And so he's just like, here's the thing. You're going to go off to your nice, you know, college program. I'm going to be here. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to take care of my grandpa. And he's going to go through chemo and it's going to fucking suck. And I'll be stuck here in Nowheresville forever. And then she's like, no, no, don't go away, Miller. And then he drives off. And then Lexi, you know, comes out and she's just like, hey, I have a present for you. And it's a bottle of wine. And so she's like, let's drink it. So they go to the graveyard.
Let's drink it.
So they go to the graveyard and they visit her dad and her aunt.
Whoa.
And their graves, and they're drinking wine out of the bottle.
Is there grass growing over their graves yet? I guess you just bury, like, I'm thinking about graveyards. I'm like, they don't have like an open spot and let the grass grow. They like kind of like take the grass out, put it somewhere, and then they put it back, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
Ryan,
there is grass.
That's a stupid question of mine. Never mind.
Hey, it's not stupid, man.
Listen, man.
Don't be mean to yourself. Hey, don't be mean to my best friend. Or your best friend.
My
it was yourself.
So narcissistic. Yeah.
So they're getting drunk in the graveyard.
Uh-huh.
And they even like pour some wine on her aunt's grave. And
she loves wine.
Clara's like,
well,
she
also
loves
her dad
this.
Likes wine. Well, probably likes drinking. He likes beer.
She just likes drinking, man.
Yeah. He likes Miller a lot because he probably would have liked him because of his name.
Because of Miller Lights. Yeah, drink. That's right. It's like, hey, your name's Miller and I can pick you up. You're a light. And then they visit her dad's grave. And the mom goes to pick her up because she can like follow her phone. And Clara throws them in a toilet. And now mom like takes care of her. She like, you know, she's a lot nicer to her at this point.
Yeah.
And Clara's like, I hold myself accountable for
it's
their
probably
accident.
Because you like traumatize her with like kissing your uncle or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, it's like, I think this is a moment, because, like, I was like, oh, her mom's going to be like, I can't believe you got drunk and all this
we
stuff.
We got to have the character do something. It's like, grow at some point, right?
Yeah, she like, does.
Have a journey.
And she takes care of her kid. And then Clara's like, I am the reason that they're dead. And then the next morning, she's like, hey, what were you talking about last night? Like, you know, you said that you're the reason. And she's like, I was texting my aunt, and I must have been like, you know, like sending her so many messages, and then she got in that car accident.
Yeah.
And then her mom's like, your aunt wasn't driving, it was your dad. And then Claire's like, why was dad driving my aunt's car?
Great question.
Yeah. And then she's like, why aren't you telling me? And then it's at this moment that finally Clara learns the truth, which is that they were having an affair.
How does she react?
You know, honestly, pretty okay.
Wow.
At first she's just like, why didn't you tell me? And then she's like, I didn't want you to like hate your dad. Like, I wanted your memory of your dad to be positive. And then she's like,
no, I love my dad. My dad hooked up with my cool aunt. That's awesome.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's like, I didn't want you to remember how bad your dad was. And then, you know, mom says, and then she's like, you must feel so hurt. Like you must regret being with him. Like, you know, like my dad, because he's such a bad guy. And then she's like, I could never regret that. I would do exactly the same mistakes I've always done, because then if I didn't, I wouldn't have you.
Exactly. Moms.
And then she says, and then she gets her mom, Morgan, like a text from Jonah. And then Clara says, you know, you deserve happiness just as much as I do.
Looks like all you had to do is tell the truth the whole time. Exactly. And it all would have been resolved. But then exactly. You wouldn't have had a movie.
Then we wouldn't have a book.
We don't have a book either.
And so Clara texts and apologizes to Miller, and he's like, I want to see you. So then she goes to the AMC, and then they kiss, and they make out in the hallway.
He does the popcorn bucket trick.
Yes, they do the popcorn bucket trick. Yeah, exactly right. He's got a hole in the popcorn bucket. Yep. And then Jonah's looking through old photos of everyone together, like when they were in high school or whatever. And then he opens a drawer, and he finds one Jolly Rancher, the Jolly Rancher that... Morgan likes, and he's like, I missed one, and then he eats it. I'm Dave Franco, and then he eats it, and then he gets a knock in the door, and it's raining outside.
I thought you said then he got a boner.
He got a boner.
He got a huge
he's
boner.
He's eating the Jolly Rancher.
He had his
a
own
boner.
Jolly Rancher.
He's like, I'm gonna with that noose, and then he puts the noose around
his
neck.
Oh my god!
And he starts jerking off with the Jolly Rancher in his mouth.
I was making a fun, lighthearted joke.
Yeah,
and you made
joke.
It really crazy. Okay, you took it too far. You took it too far.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
It's too far.
At the end of this movie. No, someone's at the door, and it's, of course, Morgan, and it's raining outside, so it's super romantic.
Oh, God.
And then they kiss, and then she winds up with the Jolly Rancher in her mouth, because he had it in his mouth originally. And then they go in, and they fuck.
Oh, my God.
And then they throw the love notes from earlier. Away in the fire.
Oh, yeah, put it in the fire.
While they're laying together naked.
They smash each other. Is it, like, graphic? How much nudity is there in this movie? just wondering. Because I'm pretty sure...
You see full penetration. It's crazy.
Oh, no, you're lying to me. Because I thought, like, I think they used the word fuck once. I'm like, is this PG-13?
No, it's an NC-17.
No, it's
crazy.
Not. Don't you fucking lie to me.
He's just looking it up. He's going to look up the parents.
I don't know why. I should never ask you. I should just look it up myself.
You see, and it's crazy because it's actually Dave Franco's
penis.
No, it's
PG-13.
Oh, maybe I saw the uncut version. Speaking of uncut, you see it. Anyway, 1 month later, Clara has a surprise when she gets home. Miller has a movie to show off that he made for her. And everyone's there. Lexi, Efren, even Miller's grandpa. And Miller's like, I'm going to go to film school. He got accepted to the same film school that she's going
to. Wow, lucky.
But he's going to defer it because he wants to take care of his grandpa.
Nice.
And then his grandpa is like, you don't need to do that. I'm gonna give you my heir. And he's like, Grandpa, what the fuck are you talking about, you dumb old man? And then he's like, yeah, my heir. See, I have heir rights in New York. You know, in New York, you can buy air so that people don't like build around it. So me and your grandma, we went there in New York. We have about $500,000 saved up over there in the air rights. And it's just enough to fund tuition and medical assistance.
I did not know like random ass grandpas and grandmas could invest in the air industry. I don't think that's true.
Well, that's how the movie ends.
All right, whatever.
And they're all like, what?
The credits?
That's the end of the movie. No, because Miller has to show his film off. And what do you think his film is, Ethan?
It's hardcore porn.
It's hardcore pornography. It's him in the closet watching Dave Franco bang Clara's mom. Clara's like, what in the fuck are you showing me?
So you haven't had enough trauma in your life.
Regretting you. No.
I think the film is about... he hasn't had a camera the whole movie.
Oh,
my half.
You're wrong.
Oh, no, he's been filming.
He's been filming the entire time.
So he just films the whole movie.
So every time he's hung out with Clara, whenever she's not around, he talks to the camera and he goes, Clara, I love you and I want you to go to prom with me.
Oh my
God. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Ethan. You're already rubbing your eyes, but it gets worse because it isn't every time we've seen him in the movie. It's even previous to that. So you remember when he's on the side of the road next to that sign?
Oh.
He was recording himself with the camera and he says, hey, Clara, I just saw you drive by. And
bro,
even though
girlfriend.
I'm in a relationship, I love you and I can't stop thinking about you and I want you to go to prom with me. And then they flash back to 2 years previous when they've not even like met yet. And he's fucking filming her on stage without her knowledge.
All right.
And then the camera moves over to him and his grandpa. And his grandpa's like, oh, look at my boy. He loved. And I'm also like, fucking shut the fuck up. We're watching a play. But no, his grandpa's just like, because in the camera, because it's like her on stage.
No,
and then
it.
The camera moves
over.
And then it pans over, and the grandpa's like, look at my grandson. He loves that girl on stage. What's her name? And he goes, she's like, Clara. I love her.
Dude, this is so sad.
It's this is crazy.
Awful. This is like getting a relationship with someone who's like a stalker.
Yes!
Well, earlier, when she did say like...
You're a stalker.
Yeah, he made a joke. You're a stalker. Stalker much? Now it's like, ugh.
He is a stalker. He's been following her this whole time. Crazy.
This is not as romantic as he
it's
thought
not,
it was going to be.
It's
this
no,
is
I
creepy.
Wrote down, it's terrible, but she loves it, and she kisses him in front of everybody, which is also crazy. Imagine being in high school, and you're kissing your boyfriend that you've known for, like, a little bit over a month in front of his, like, dying grandpa. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know about that. And your mom. So anyway.
Hey, grandpa's not going to die. He's going to go through chemo and be fine.
He's going to go through chemo and be
Give
fine.
Him the
Everyone's dying, though. So then Morgan goes up to Clara, and she's like, hey, you're so talented and you're so fearless and you need to follow your passions and I love you so much. And then they're like, that's the end of the movie, except there's one weird scene where Miller puts in a sign that says Dylan in the ground and then he orders a pizza with pineapple on it while Claire is making out with him. And I'm just imagining the guy on the other end of the line going like, sir, can you stop making out with your fucking girlfriend and just order a damn pizza for me, please? It's crazy.
Classic,
I didn't understand
classic,
what that was going
classic
on.
Classic service worker problems.
Truly. And that's the end of the movie.
Hmm.
What'd you think, bud?
You know, halfway through when you were telling it, I was like, it's actually not bad. It's
that ending, though. Yeah, of him revealing that he's been recording her for 2 years.
That's too much,
himself.
Dude.
Yeah, it's like, there's even shots of him at the goats. And stuff, and like him at the movie theater. Yeah, it's off-putting. It's off-putting as fuck.
You know, I bet, you know, it's funny because when he saw her at the movie theater, there's Efren there, right?
Yes.
Efren like saw her talking to him and kind of just rolled his eyes like, oh, these
there's
guys.
This, yes.
And I'm like, he probably knew about all this. He's like, I'm filming this video.
He does, because he is in the shot where he's just like, Clara, I love you and go to prom with me. And Efren's like, oh, dude, that's so weird. And then he walks off. Yes. So it's totally that. It's totally that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I don't know about that part. Claire's great.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this movie is, like I said, a mess. It's big ups and downs.
A lot of ups, a lot of downs.
Mostly downs, I
feel.
Yeah,
I agree with
mostly
that.
Mostly downs.
How many kisses are you going to give it? Wow. Two whole kisses? Or one and a half?
That's two.
Okay.
I was going to give it more. Until you told me that ending.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
Like, because I was like, okay. Like, yeah, the beginning was kind of slow. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Maybe it would help if you actually knew the premise. It'd be more interesting. But then, yeah, once it started to get to that, and then the actual twist happened, I was like, okay, we're doing something. And they seemed to do some kind of interesting things with the characters.
Yeah.
There was, of course, like the boring thing where it's like, oh, we're not going to tell you the truth, Clara. That's like half the drama.
Yeah, it's the lamest drama.
That lasted, I think, a little bit too long. Like,
I agree with that.
But then, yeah, it was kind of it. I don't know. It's fine. It was like, it was not good, but it was kind of better than I expected in some ways.
I agree with that. Yeah. I'm going to give it...
Oh, one and a half.
You knew exactly
harsh
what it was.
Credits. Harsh
yeah, harsh.
Critic
I'm a harsh
here.
Critic. And it's just like, I liked portions of it, but overall, that is a bad film.
Yeah,
did not like how it was shot. Did not like the ending.
It was not shot very well.
Yeah.
It was very poorly directed.
Very poorly.
The dialogue was mostly bad.
Well, it's based off this like writer who's like, they're making a bunch of movies based off her work now, and they're all pretty terrible. It's like that one Blake Lively movie. It's based off of one of her books.
With all the controversy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then there's like a new one coming out as well. It's also based off her books. I guess she's like the new Nicholas Sparks, basically. Like, we gotta make movies off her stuff.
Sure.
Maybe we'll do a series next. Guys, what did you think about this rom-com month? Was this a rom-com? Probably not. Email us, email@theotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook or on Instagram. We are also on Discord and on Blue Sky. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, our previous rom-com episodes, you can find them on any podcasting app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read on the show no matter what it says, even if it is
letting us a big list of what actually is a rom-com.
Yeah or if you're Jared from Subway, we'll read it.
Fuck it, why not? I wonder what is that guy up to anyway.
He's probably in jail.
Yeah,
hopefully he's in prison.
Yeah, maybe they could get a... I wonder if they can send letters from there. They can, right?
Well, they could. They have internet access, I think, right?
Yeah, they could send emails.
Does anybody listen to us in prison?
Yeah, who's incarcerated? Do they give you iPods there? And you're like, listen?
iPods?
Maybe.
The oldest iPods they can find.
The oldest
find.
iPods. Yeah. Like, you have to go to the like prison library and download your podcast. And
yeah.
There,
if
yeah.
you listen to us and you're incarcerated, reach out.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm curious as well.
That could happen.
Good night, everybody.
Just like the movie ended weird.
'd you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.